May was a beautiful month in the land of the Algonquin Indians. There were tall trees and colorful flowers everywhere. The sky and the sea were deep blue. Pocahontas was the favorite daughter of Chief Powhatan. She was an Indian princess. Chief Powhatan was a powerful chief of the Algonquin tribe. Pocahontas was 11 years old. She was a lovely young girl with black hair and dark eyes. She wore a buckskin dress and moccasins. She had a feather in her hair. Pocahontas was always happy. She ran in the forest and danced in the fields. She sat on the hill and looked at the blue sea. On May 6, 1607, Pocahontas sat on the hill and she saw something strange in the bay. It was a big sailing ship. She was very surprised. The sailing ship was something new. It had big white sails and flags. She looked at it for a long time. Pocahontas ran to her village to tell her father and brother the news.
"Father, father,"
she said,
"there's a big sailing ship in the bay. It has white sails and colored flags."
Her father, Chief Powhatan, was outside his longhouse. He listened to the news, but he was not happy.
"The white men are here,"
Powhatan said sadly.
"This is bad news for our people. There is no peace with the white men here."
Nantauquas was Pocahontas's brother. He was 18 years old. He was a strong Indian warrior. He looked at his sister and said,
"In the past, the white people killed the Indians. They want to take our land."
"Oh, Nantauquas, let's go to see the white people. Let's go to see their big ship,"
said Pocahontas.
"You can go to see them, but don't go near the ship. Stay far away. Be careful,"
said Powhatan.
"Remember, Pocahontas, white men are dangerous."
Nantauquas and Pocahontas went to the river. In the bay, they saw the big sailing ship. There was a tall white man on the ship. He smiled at them. Pocahontas smiled at the white man.
"Let's go to the ship,"
she said.
"No,"
said Nantauquas.
"It's dangerous. We don't know who these white men are. We can look and then go home. We must obey our father."